In Psalm 26, David pleads, "Do not sweep my soul away with sinners." He sees the coming judgment and he wants no part of it. The bloodthirsty, deceitful, and bribing men face destruction, but David seeks deliverance. This is a sober reminder for us. God will judge. But those who trust in God, who confess and walk in integrity, who have put their hope in Christ, they will be preserved. Our confidence isn't in perfect performance, but in belonging to the God who redeems. And so Jesus bore the judgment that would have swept us away. But in Him, by faith, we stand secure. Here are three ways that we can keep this before us today through praying. Preserve me, Lord, from the way of the wicked. Keep me vigilant against compromise. And thank you, Jesus, for bearing my judgment. Here are two different peoples that we can be praying for today. Eodu Rodriguez and his family are national changemakers in the Cape Verde Islands, and the Kazigua LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania, Niger, and the Congo. Don't forget, judgment is real, but so is grace. Walk in the fear of God, anchored in the safety of His mercy.